Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
No topic too absurd. No statement too asinine. We are Nerdities, Nerdy Jersey's finest. And you are fired. Oh, that voice is going to come up a lot later. I am Mike. You're Vince? I know, I'm not that twisted. Nobody wants that name anymore.
No.
You know, I'm not going to do an off-the-cuff who's who. You don't deserve that. You deserve thought. So I'm just going to be really lazy and say the guy next is...
Justin.
Usually Kyle comes up after this point, but he's dealing with pain.
Vince.
So... Yeah, Ben. And finally,
Joe.
All right, cool.
And the That's rest.
Us. Hope you're doing at least decent. Not much happened to us this week, so we're not going to open our hearts to you. We're just going to slide smoothly right into the show. You know, squirt a little lube in there, prep it, and get right into it. Hey, anybody want to talk about casting? I'm getting real smooth right now.
Oh, I got some castings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've got, and I'm not going to do that the whole damn time.
No, don't.
Wilson Bethel, you may remember as Bullseye in the original DVD Daredevil series, will be returning. So yeah, all the important faces are coming back to Daredevil Born Again. Molly Alcock.
Millie.
That's a hell of a name.
Millie? Yeah.
Millie.
It, spell corrected on me. Millie Alcock will be Supergirl and the new DCU.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, I like the cast. I like it.
She looks good for it. No one knows if she'll be in Legacy, but odds are they seem to be using this as an all-in-one startup for the whole series.
Yeah,
she's getting her own movie.
I did read that she's going to be in a movie before her own, so they're going to introduce her in something.
I think it was Gunn who was talking about her origin. It's going to be a slightly tweaked version of Karis. She doesn't come to Earth grown up after living on Krypton. Apparently she lives on a destroyed portion of Krypton for a good chunk of her life up until she's 14. She's really scraping and surviving, so she's going to be a bit hard-edged coming into this. And then being a teenager... on Earth, she's going to have to deal with the switch between, you know, that horrendous life and, well, this horrendous life.
She's good on Game of Thrones. Mm. House of the Dragon.
She's a Targaryen?
Yeah.
Still like her.
Yeah, I meant they got rid of her for the other lady.
Yeah, they do that. That's the whole time jump thing.
Yeah, but like they did it for like three people. It's weird.
Were they young characters? Were they characters who just weren't going to grow up quick enough?
I don't know. I think like she's the age of how old the character's supposed to be for the new actress.
Yeah.
And the new actress is like 40.
Yeah.
And then like her main like buddy is just the same lady. Or no, did they switch?
No, they switch.
They did switch. And then, well, what's that stupid guy's name? He's got a woman's name. There's Alicent, right? That's the lady.
That's the woman, the child queen who grows to be a woman.
Yeah. What is his name, Sir Kristen?
Kristen.
He's a woman. Kristen. He's a woman. He's a manly woman.
I'm sorry. My brain just wants to hear Christian. Everybody speaks with a bunch of different, you know.
Twangs?
Yeah. It's not necessarily, like, even real dialects that they use. It's just everybody sounds half-assed British or Scottish or Detroit.
They're not just all British. They're not just all standard... sci-fi Renfair British.
Nah, bro. That'd be the easy thing to do.
Yeah. It's risky, I guess. No.
It's choices. I mean, it doesn't take place on our planet, I guess, so you can do whatevs. It's the old Star Wars. It's the old Star Wars thing, you know? Half the galaxy's British.
All the bad guys are.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
So, that's fine. But yeah.
Yeah, no, she's good. I like her.
She's good, yeah.
That's all I got for casting.
Hi, Lewis Pullman is the man who is replacing Steven Yeun as Sentry.
In Thunderbolts.
In the Thunderbolts.
Lewis Pullman?
Lewis Pullman.
I can't picture a Lewis Pullman.
Well, you have the fancy Google machines.
Oh, I'm using the fancy IMDb machine. Lewis Pullman. L-E-W-I-S.
Yes.
He was in Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, he has not been officialized by the IMDb, but he has been in a bunch of things, and I have not seen... Oh, no! Bad Times at the El Royale. Okay, I've seen him in one thing. Look at his face. Let me see his face.
He's got a face.
Oh, he's in Outer Range with Josh Brolin. He's not bad.
You know what? He would be a pretty good Bob Reynolds. There's something about him. Tough yet whingy at the same time.
See? It's all good.
I like this. Not that an Asian guy can't play a white guy, but when it comes to the Sentry, it's one of those things like Superman. He's got such a specific look from the comics. Even though he's only been around for like 15 years, there is a specificity to him.
Maybe I like Steven Yeun.
I like Steven Yeun, and then he said he wants to be in a Marvel thing. It really did come down to scheduling for this.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be in something. Is that all your casting?
That's my casting.
Oh, okay. We have four more actors joining Jason Reitman's SNL 1975 movie. Dylan O'Brien is casted as Dan Aykroyd. Lamorne Morris is going to play Garrett Morris. Corey Michael Smith, also known as the Riddler from Gotham, will be playing Chevy Chase. And Matt Wood is cast as John Belushi.
Okay, now Dylan O'Brien, is this the kid from... He was Styles?
Styles and Teen Wolf, and then the main character in the Maze Runner movies.
Yeah.
Okay. As Aykroyd, huh?
So they have the cast. It looks like that was to fill out the rest of the cast because they have Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin, and Lorraine Newman all casted already. And
I didn't even hear this was coming out.
Yeah, I didn't know about this.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah, Jason Reitman. It's supposed to be about the events leading up to the first Saturday Night Live broadcast. So they have to cast George Carlin because he was the first host.
Well, if it's the events leading up, it could just be the months, not necessarily like the days. You don't know if they're going to pull everybody. I want to see who they're going to get for Lauren.
He's casted Gabriel LaBelle is Lauren.
What's the name of this thing? You know, I'll just look up.
SNL 1975. He was in iZombie, The Predator, The Fablemans. Yeah.
Well, doesn't say anything about this on his IMDb.
He's fairly fucking young.
If you go to for his IMDb, it should say upcoming, and you should be able to select that.
He was in The Predator.
Lorraine Newman will be played by Emily Fairn. Jane Curtin is Kim Matula, and Gilda is going to be Ella Hunt.
Ella Hunt. I know the name Ella Hunt from something.
Yes, so do I.
She was in Les Mis.
She seems like a good, pretty good Gilda. The one playing Lorraine looks really mousy.
Oh, she was in Anna and the Apocalypse.
I don't have a picture of Matt Wood, because I'm curious about, you know, the Belushi. That's the,
Yeah, they just have Belushi in there.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
Maybe he's playing Jim.
Oh, God. But, you know, that's cool. Yeah, Jason Reitman. Going from, and you know.
Freaking clue.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
How many times on the set of Ghostbusters Afterlife do you think Aykroyd was in his ear? You know the next thing you should do? You should do something about SNL. You should make an SNL movie. I'll produce it.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all our casting.
And actually, it's written by the guy who wrote Afterlife with Jason Reitman.
Wait, this is not making any sense.
Gil Kenan.
What? Is he directing the next? What's not making any sense?
What?
Justin just said something's not making any sense.
I'm looking at the only Matt Wood I have.
He was in Law & Order SVU.
That makes him so much older than the rest of those actors.
Well, Belushi was... I would watch an interview with Dan Aykroyd. Belushi was 4 or 5 years older than Dan Aykroyd at that time.
This guy, I think, is like 15 years older than them.
Is he noticeably older? Like a man in his 50s trying to play?
Like,
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. But if he can pull off Belushi, good for him.
There's five Matt Woods. Matt Woods on IMDb. Six.
Dude, that's the problem. So I'm sending you the one that came up for me. And that can't be right.
No, when I clicked his name, this is what came up. He's known for Law & Order SVU, Sunset Park, and Instinct. And he was in
the
Gator Farm.
The guy who brought up is a sound guy. Sound Department, Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Is that Matt Wood?
That guy can't be Belushi.
Here. I'm sending this to you guys. I don't have a picture, though. That's the only thing. I don't have a picture.
You should have a picture, Joe.
I can't find one. This is the mystery. And I have not seen any of that.
I found a Matt Wood in whose picture... It's pretty good. Like, if this is the one, then...
Officer Kenneth Parker from SVU. That's who I'm going to look up. People out there in the video world are going, what the hell are they doing? We're just trying to figure out if this guy can...
We're trying to figure out who the fuck Matt Wood is.
That's what we're doing. We're trying to see if this guy can actually pull off the Belushi, because that is not an easy role to play.
Is definitely the guy that
Justin
just linked.
Well, yeah. It's gotta be, right?
This guy looks like him.
Yeah.
I think so. You'd have to turn
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
He's got a lot of John Belushi to him.
He looks like John Belushi. Yeah.
It's the hair that's straggly.
It's the eyebrows.
The nose has a lot too. The nose has
He's
a lot
got a good face nose thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Got a whole face thing going on.
Yeah. So good luck, Jason Reitman. That's an undertaking.
Okay. So that's all the casting.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to trailers.
I have six.
I see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, six.
Okay,
six.
Good.
Six. We should have the same six.
We should
have the exact same six. Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. Since I got 3 seasons into Walking Dead, I'm not too concerned about this. But did anyone here finish it?
No. I got after Carol killed the little girl or something like that. That's when I kind of lost interest in it. And after like the fifth Negan person.
I made it into Negan season and watched him bludgeon
Glenn
Glenn
Sentry
Glenn to death. That was the last season I caught.
All right, well, this trailer shows us that Rick can't protect Michonne.
Rick got, like, killed at the end of the one season, and this is what happened to him, I guess.
Okay. He picked up a federal job where he just spikes zombies in the face all day long.
They did the old, like, fade away as he was, like, being attacked by zombies, so I'm assuming that this federal group comes in and saves his ass, and then they put him to work.
The open-ended ending.
Okay, so that's a movie that people wanted.
Do you think someone's name in the military platoon is Coral? Or Sheen? And he has, like, those moments where he gets all teary-eyed and booger-faced?
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's a Daryl and a Sean.
Sean? I had a friend named Shane once.
Make me cry just looking at you, Sean. Daryl? You like a son to me, Daryl?
Rick, why are you crying?
It's emotional. Been through a lot. No, not making it sound like Forrest Gump. I'm just going to end this right now. Immaculate, a.k.a. Rosemary's Nun.
Whoa. This looks good, though.
Well, it's pretty creepy. As a, like, the James Wan jump scary.
You know me, I like my scary movies. Mm-hmm.
This did seem to have a little more than that. It was, it even had me a bit interested. Not I'm going to see in the theater, but, like, if it comes on a streamer, I might carve out 2 hours for it.
Wow.
Despicable Me 4. It's more Despicable Me, but with a baby.
Yeah.
Baby loves the mommy. Baby can't stand the daddy. It's Despicable Dinosaurs.
And Minions. Because money, 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 money.
Yep.
Those little green and yellow, little blue and yellow bastards just print it, don't they?
We're sitting here the other day and I was like, oh, the Despicable Me 4 trailer dropped. And Ashley's like, I didn't know they were making one. And James is like, why are they making one?
Money.
Because money.
So then we watched it, and he's like, eh. It looks all right.
At this point, it's like if they made another Shrek movie. You're like, oh, okay, I'll see it eventually one day.
It's been long enough that I would actually enjoy watching a Shrek movie.
I thought one was in development, like a Shrek 5 I heard a while back.
One is always in development. It's whether or not there's a strike going on kind of thing. There's some kind of hiccup, some kind of roadblock. They're going to go, you know what, let's pause this for a minute. We can just use Mike Myers' voice clips if we want to.
Be like, Mike, you want to do Austin Powers? No, but I'll do Shrek.
As long as I can do the Scottish accent, I'll do whatever the fuck you want.
I'll make So I Married an Axe Murderer too.
There you go.
Yo, it's a good movie.
I'd watch the shit out of that. I don't know how they pull that plot off.
I don't know.
I'd watch the first one again. Watch the original. Monkey Man looks pretty cool. Indian John Wick.
Yo. That's the legend of Hanuman.
Yeah, Hanuman.
I missed that trailer. I gotta watch. Yeah.
You'd like that.
Yeah, it's pretty vicious looking.
It's got Vinny written on it.
Yeah.
If that one doesn't get you wet, then Roadhouse might. Here's the pitch. Here's the pitch. Here's the trailer pitch. Gyllenhaal versus Connor. That's all the trailer's about. It's the only thing.
For real.
It's Gyllenhaal versus Connor.
Did you like Gyllenhaal as a smartass in Spider-Man? Well, we're going to fucking put Red Bull on that shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a bad movie, but I don't know. It's like when he does like the knife fighting shit, that's like Krav Maga.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he also fights MMA. They had to throw that element in there. To bridge Connor.
I do enjoy the slap fighting, though.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he's slapping him. Okay. I like it. And he's quippy.
I'll tell you what, he nailed that pain don't hurt line. Connor doesn't seem half bad acting.
I know.
They give him some coke. And they go be angry. And he's like, what? You're going to fight Khabib again. Talk about his dad. Get angry.
Connor, what we need you to do is confront someone, be a snarky prick, and be incredibly confident. Do you think you can do that? Over and over and over again today.
Yes.
Let me see the check.
Yeah. How big is it?
Put it in the bag.
How many bucks can I blow it at? Oh, no, I got cocky. No, I'm all over the place.
See, now you sound like Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. At least Dalton in this, and he's Dalton again. It's the same exact plot, except with some ages and races changed a little. At least Dalton isn't the king of all bouncers. Isn't like the dark web version of a bouncer, an elite like bouncing machine that'll turn your bar into a well-oiled operating money factory.
Yeah, this is the CM Punk story. So what happens when you can't cut it in MMA?
you go back to work where you used to.
Yeah, but then you just get injured anyway.
Yeah, a lot. And last one of the week, I believe, we're all hanging on, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yes.
I was the only idiot who watched both of them.
What? Really? I watched both.
I didn't think you were. I thought you were one of the people who said, nope, one and done.
No.
So that was me.
No.
And that was me. And Vinny was like, they get one trailer out of me. That's it. And I was like, I'm not watching a third fucking trailer. Not doing it.
The only big difference between the two trailers was the narration. That doesn't give anything away. Just the narration.
Yeah, actually, but I don't want to see it again.
You don't need to. You really don't. There's like two or three shared scenes. There's a lot of difference between the two of them. And I'm a little annoyed with myself that I watched it. It was more shit spoiled that didn't need to be.
Yeah.
I watched it and was like, oh, excellent. This really is going to be a live action version of the fucking cartoon. Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they show the White King? Or the Ice King? What is it? What is he called? The Ice Miser?
Heat Miser?
What was the ice one called?
Snow Miser.
Snow Miser. Oh, okay. I always said Ice Miser. Either way.
I'm just glad, you know, if Rick Moranis is in it, that they're keeping that under wraps.
They're going to CGI him in?
No.
Rick Moranis is still alive.
What am I thinking of? Egon passed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We already got that CGI goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, here's to seeing it in my home theater.
Here's to seeing that on IMAX.
Yeah, I'll go to the theaters for that. I'll get pulled in.
Yeah. The team up shot looked pretty awesome.
I need something to walk to go to the theater again for. Nothing has piqued my interest lately.
I know what we could fully do. Come October.
Are you inviting them all?
Yeah, everyone can come.
All right, because I just thought it was us. Like when
I'm buying your ticket.
Okay. Like when we saw Dumb and Dumber together.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite movies.
Well, it can just be a you and me thing. They don't have to come. We can include and exclude them all in the same breath. I don't think they'd care.
Totally indifferent.
Yeah. 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 No, like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
We'll see. We got plenty of time to make plans.
I'll check it out 3 months after it comes out of theaters, or two months
it's
after
on Max.
It comes on Max. Yeah.
All right. I see what you guys did there.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Yeah. Accurate and dependable. I'm like the Weather Channel of this show.
I guess. Yeah.
Your local forecast. Accurate and dependable. Okay, that's all the trailers.
All the trailers.
Wait, there's one more.
What?
I just came across this earlier today. It's called Ungentlemanly Warfare with Henry Cavill.
I saw the trailer come up right before I jumped on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys will take a look at that one real quick. But very uncharacteristic Henry Cavill role. He's more like a So, I got guns. Kind of guy.
Isn't it a period piece?
Yeah, I think it's WW2.
He's kind of like a bro?
Kind of. He's got a pretty sick mustache.
Now I got a
Again?
No, like, what is this one with the curl at the end? Like, thick.
He's got a handlebar. He's got a juicy handlebar.
Dude, he's got like a Bill the Butcher.
Oh, Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cary Elwes being British, based on a true story, British. It is definitely WWII. Oh, yeah.
Based on a true story, meaning it's about World War II. That's it.
We'll slap Hitler's name in there somewhere and then say, based on a true story.
Guy Ritchie.
Oh, it's a Guy Ritchie joint?
Yeah, it's a Guy Ritchie movie. I just saw Shia LaBeouf in the trailer.
Is he really?
Shia LaBeouf.
I missed it. He's lit.
Wait, Bruckheimer.
A lot of folks. Ooh, Gemma Arterton's in it.
You know?
I'll follow her anywhere.
Is that the chick with the red lips?
Yes.
Yeah, she's semi-attractive. Not more attractive than my quaff.
Wait, no. I don't think that's
Baroness.
A
joke.
I'm getting like an Inglourious Bastards feel to this trailer.
It does.
Yeah.
Wow. Henry Cavill is completely pulling off his best Momoa impersonation right here.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Shia.
Alright, hold on. I'm IMDb-ing that. What is it called? Ungentlemanly?
Yeah, here Warfare we go. Group? Guys,
I think your Reacher boy is in here.
Oh, right. Man, you're right. That isn't Shia.
Him and Henry Cavill just oil each other up and look at guns themselves in the mirror.
I might have to jerk it to this movie. Mm-hmm. Yo, that does look like Alan Ritchson.
That is
a nice mustache, Henry. Ooh, put wax on it. Ooh,
it is. There, I saw his name flash by real quickly. All right, that's.
OMG.
Explosion-y. That's lots of explosions right there.
A lot of pecs and abs and biceps.
Guy Ritchie explosions.
Ooh.
Okay. Good ad.
Yeah.
Good
boy.
Pretty, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to fucking watch the shit out of this.
Yeah.
You're going to touch yourself, aren't you?
So hard.
So much, so often, so hard. So that's all our trailers.
Yeah.
I was only 3 episodes left of Rick and Morty for the season, so I'll just say I did a quick review of everything else, the first 2/3 of the season. The back half, the final episode of the season was one of the most fucked up they've ever pulled. And it wasn't really gross. It was one of the best psychological episodes I've seen in quite some time, because it was the face your fear kind of thing, and you never knew if you were stuck in a loop. And those always mess with me, if you never know if you're going to get out of the loop that you're in, horror moments. But when they pay it off, you absolutely know for 100% fact that he got out of it, and it doesn't make you feel any better. It just shows how horrendous their relationship is. So yeah, my concerns were waylaid. Even without him, they can make a pretty fucked up show.
See?
I have 1 episode left, and I kind of stand by what I said about it earlier. Rick is, like, nerfed.
I don't think so.
He's a lot more chill.
He does get his ass whooped a lot. He's a lot more chill, and it's almost like they're letting him learn shit, like, learn lessons.
Yeah. He's not, like, curmudgeonly in his ways. He says sorry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yeah, he gets beat up. I'm like, where's your force field and your doodad laser that pops out of your shoulder?
I think he would say you can't use the same bits over and over again. Which kind of leads to my thoughts. You got to do some kind of character growth with a guy like that. Like that, this show is all about story structure. It's all about them making fun of the concept of telling stories. So if they kept him in stasis for 7 seasons, they'd be no better than anyone else. Right. So yeah, they gotta push him toward new places.
Yeah, I guess I was expecting more of a, maybe I forget how the end of the last season, but more of like a obvious left turn where he's like, oh shit. Because I thought he, like, they found out he was a cyborg or whatever, a robot, and he's in the basement, and he's like, yeah, fuck you, I'm in the basement. That's what I'm doing now. I don't know, I don't remember that. I could be wrong. Joe, back me up.
I haven't watched Rick and Morty in a long time, but sure.
All right, dude. All right, bro.
Sure, I agree. Sure.
You don't have to preface it with that. You just back me up, and that's how it works. So you back someone up.
Sure, yeah, yeah. No, you are correct.
Preface negates your backup. The preface, the whole idea of backing up should just be you blindly going, yeah, you're right, Vinny. So that you don't feel secure.
Oh, my God. I totally agree with everything you just said. Wow, what a well-thought-out thing.
That's the best ever.
Do you have, Vinny, do you have yours buttoned up all the way, your shirt?
No, this is like a weird...
Okay, because it's... Weird shirt. It, like, look,
it, does, it did like look like full button, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing is like its own little organ to the shirt.
Yeah, it looks like a hostage video with that all buttoned up. That and the...
Yeah, wearing the a flak jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting flak from Joe.
Oh, shit.
Turned it around on it. Doesn't trust you. Selling him out.
You suck.
Justin and I didn't binge. We split it up.
Between 2 days.
Between two days. The most recent season of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Even He-Man, or is it just Motu?
It's just Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, Masters of the Universe Revolution. And haters are going to hate. They're going to piss and they're going to moan.
You know what? Far less people fucking hated it this round.
Because they're used to it. They know what they're in for this time.
It has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's shocking. I was expecting somewhere in the high 70s, given the fact that there's so many shitty people out there.
No. Even people said in their tweets about it, who shat on the first season, were like, this is exactly what it needs to be, thank you.
But you don't get to that without going through the first season.
Hey, so listen, I know how things work, but it's the internet, Mike.
I know, stupid people.
With that said, though.
Maybe. Oh, I say bravo.
Yeah.
I say completely bravo.
Jeff's case.
The voice cast alone, even if they were just sitting there reciting their vacation, I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
They're just giving recipes on food I didn't even eat. It would be great. The fact that Mark Hamill and William Shatner shared a character.
It was so fucking good.
They got so many references in there, fucking effortlessly. Now, there's one, I'll give this bone to Joe, there's a Star Trek reference in there. When Skeletor's freaking out and says something about his superior intelligence, Shatner's voice comes in and says the line, I'm laughing at the superior intelligence. They conned him. They got him to Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But
the greatest referential moment, and it got both of us tearing up. Yeah. No joke, there was emotional moments in this show.
Yeah.
One of the best Kevin Smith real life stories that he tells is that when he was a kid, his dad tried to make him a cool BMX bike out of a piece of crap bike he had. And he never really used it because he's like, you know, you're a kid. You don't want to be embarrassed. But then growing up, he respected his dad for all the effort he put in because he didn't have the money to buy him something. I fucking worked that into a He-Man episode.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
So they have... Well, I don't want to spoil it, but a certain character is telling the story after something happens. And I was just like, oh shit, it's Kevin's story. And it gets you. There's also, I know it's a terrible movie, the live action Masters of the Universe.
Oh, yeah.
I know that it is a bad movie, but being that it was like one of the few live action movies of like a cartoon that I watched growing up, and I was very young when I saw it for the first time and fell in love with it, of course. the fact that Kevin makes it canon.
Now, I look at it like the movie itself isn't canon, but in the universe,
the events happen.
Yeah. Events where they had to travel into different dimensions with the help of a short, annoying, elfish creature. That's right. Mm-hmm. He shows up.
Gwildor.
And you get Gwildor, Orko, back and forth. It's not just like, oh, we have them in the same thing. Let's not let them see each other because they're essentially the same character. Well, they're the same tool for the story. No, let's put them together because one's science, one's magic. Let's have them bicker for an entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
They got the concept right that Master of the Universe has always just been the ultimate power fantasy. So building on top of the power you have, they're doing the thing I don't like in anime, but they're doing it right, where it's just, where I'm at power-wise. Oh, yeah, well, I can double your power just by thinking about it. Oh, you didn't know I could quadruple your power. But they did it well.
I finished Monarch, the Legacy of Monsters.
Sopping wet all day to talk about this.
Okay. So, got to hand it up to Wyatt and Kurt Russell. They were just great as that character.
It's almost like their father and son.
The time jumps, there's a lot of time jumps in the series. It goes from like the 40s to the 50s to the 2015 to back into the 70s, the 80s, like all over the place. It's mostly a character piece of the humans. So there's the Titan things are kind of secondary, but when the Titans come in, especially in that last episode, the Titan battle is awesome.
I really was hoping this was Death of a Salesman with Kaiju.
So this movie takes place before the second Godzilla movie, the King of the Monsters one. This one takes place before it. The ending, as soon as they showed, I don't want to spoil it if you want to see it.
It's already spoiled. It's Godzilla.
No, it's not.
like Much Ado About Rodan.
Oh God, that'd be great.
Waiting for Ghidra.
There's a part at the end, and you see something, and then you're just like, no way. And I look at Beth, I'm just like, no way. And then. And something happened.
And then Beth was like, Joe, I don't know what the fuck you're even going on.
She got into it.
Beth looks up from her phone and is like, huh, what? Something happened?
Oh, wow, the monster is nice.
No, Godzilla, when Godzilla was in it, and he's in it,
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, no, he's in it, and there's a part where he comes in, and you're like, that's badass. That's, like, pretty badass.
He slides in, hey.
Godzilla, but,
tail takes out five buildings.
Durs from Workaholics killed it in this show. Seeing him do actually something. No, he's did you see? Remember Kong Skull Island?
Unfortunately,
John Goodman's character.
Yes,
he's the young version of that of his character. He's a younger John Goodman.
Wouldn't picture that, but okay.
He's in a dramatic role, kills it, which is shocking because he'll always be Durs.
Yeah. You expect a dick and fart joke to come out of his mouth at all times.
But I am curious because about a season two.
After all these years, you're admitting it.
It's about time. Yeah, Joe.
Where a season two would happen because we kind of know what happens after the events of the show.
We definitely know what happens.
I know where it's going to go. Do you want in? I'll let you in.
Because there is a time jump at the end, too. And I do hope if there's a season two that it takes place after the next Kong Godzilla movie.
Well, I'm thinking giant monsters.
Yeah. in the multiverse of Godzilla, because that's what they do with everything. And you're going to have red Godzilla. You're going to have purple Godzilla. You're going to have atheist Zilla.
It's Ultraman. That's what they're going to do. And I'm I'm here for it.
I want to see the 97 one. The 97 one come busting through a portal.
No. That movie was...
Oh, it's a gaggle of them come running through.
Yeah.
Is Matthew Broderick going to come back? I'm like, oh my god, it's Godzilla.
Worms. I work with worms. Worms, right, guys?
He'll look at the camera and he goes,
Speaking of that,
if there's a season two, I will get Apple TV for this.
Speaking of Ferris Bueller, so I've watched the Blue's Clues movies like 800 times now since last week when I talked about it. Didn't know there was an end credits.
Did they do a Bueller end credit?
They do the Ferris Bueller ending.
What, the dog does or the
no
human du jour?
The dude, Josh.
Not Steve.
No, Steve's in it, but Steve hasn't been with Blue for like years.
I know. He wears a hat, right?
Yeah, he's a detective. Yeah. A pet detective.
He wears his hat to cover up certain patterns.
Yeah.
Well, look young anymore, fella. Gotta get a new one in here. It's like Menudo.
The last episode of Reacher dropped last week for this season. Solid.
You're all reached out.
Oh, God.
All the things while you were reaching into your pants before.
We're going to have...
Was he shirtless? Was he like, oh my God, I need a reach around?
Of course he was shirtless at some point. Come on. That's what we're
all... contract.
That's what we're all there for.
Yeah.
This is wee shit, white man.
Me and my wife.
Which we're called... So, like, what muscles and abs are today is, like, Van Damme ass of the 90s. His contract.
Ah, Reacher bears his ass in season one.
Of course he does. Well, you know, guy butt's becoming way more prevalent than anyone would like.
As long as they got as long as they got a nice ass, it's fine.
Yeah, even then, poop comes out of there. And if he's that jacked, he's got the creatine shits, which are gross.
To make it,
are they chalky?
I mean, it was a well-done sex scene. You saw bits of him and bits of her in season one when they did it. So you're like, oh, okay. This is equal. Equal rights right here. This is what everyone's been fighting for.
No, they haven't.
Look, hon. Classy fucking.
Women don't want to be sexualized anymore, and I don't want
to see it. That's sexist of you to say. That's sexist of you to say for all women. Some women do want to be sexualized. Some women
don't want to be sexualized. Tell that to the women that say women don't want to be sexualized. I'm just regurgitating fourth wave feminism, my friend.
That's the problem.
I'm still on phase two.
That's the problem with you. You just regurgitate. Yeah. You don't think for yourself.
Well, when it comes to stuff I limp into, yeah.
All about equal fucking.
No fucking. Did you ever see the movie Rock and Roller?
I heard that.
Maybe. I think I saw Rock and Roller.
It is the most tasteful sex scene ever.
This Guy Pearce, right?
Is Guy Pearce in that? No, it is Guy Ritchie. It's Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
The dude who played Dr. Doom in the newer Fantastic Four. The dude who played the first villain in Shazam.
I think
Idris is in it. Idris, Tom Hardy, bunch of guys. It's a good movie. Anyway,
very British.
Sex scene, they just show flashes of Gerard Butler's face, and the she was in Chronicles of Riddick, the black chick. I don't know her name. She's in Westworld also.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very attractive woman. I like her. But anyway, they just show his face, and she goes, and then, boom, they're getting their clothes on. I'm like, it was your dream.
I forgot how much of a prude you were. That's right.
I'm not a prude. I actually, sex is one of my favorite activities.
Dude, that's not even a blue ball sex scene. That's it didn't move an inch sex. Yeah. I didn't even get hard enough for that to let me down.
No, she's got a good... She's got a good one. His isn't bad. It was pre-300. I think he was in the middle of training now, so he still has that extra, that guttural testosterone.
He's always been in good shape, though.
Yeah.
He's always been in good shape.
Yeah, but that 300 pod.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. After 300, he did the thing that everyone does when they're done with a superhero movie. He stops even doing what he did in his normal life. He's just like, fuck this, I'm eating all pizza.
But he never got crappy. He's always been in good shape.
I think he's one of those people who gets in shape for the role. Like, he'll start working out a month before, but, like, his day-to-day life, he's got flaws like the rest of us.
Well, he was mad because he got typecast. Like, they just wanted him to be, like, the jacked action star. So I think he almost stopped working out to not get that because he was still jacked in Law-Abiding Citizen.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah, and he didn't need to do shit. He sat there the whole movie just being maniacal.
I fucking love that movie.
I love that movie. I love 97% of that movie. The worst fucking ending I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want to get into it.
I don't remember the ending of that.
Jamie Foxx just has a Blue's Clues moment. That's all I'll say.
Pretty much.
Full circle.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx just figured out Blue's Clues.
Yeah. He's like, look at my notepad. That car.
I was dead the whole time.
Joe, okay, so anything else you watch, or just devoted the time to the?
Anything new?
No.
Not really.
All right.
Just minus sports ball.
Cool. Let's move along then. In our mega happy Bukkake game time, that's right. I'm bringing this phrase back. Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. Got pulled from early access this week.
Mm-hmm.
People who bought the special edition that allowed them a couple days early, like a week early, it didn't last long. There was a game-breaking bug that didn't crash the game, but if you signed on to it, it acted as if you had already beaten the game.
Wow.
And you couldn't go back and start a new one.
What?
Yeah, so a lot of stuff was already open that shouldn't be. Missions were done. Yeah, this game does not, it just doesn't seem very likely this is going to work out for me. There's another reason, too. I'm going to share a photo with the group.
Is it the Batman thing?
No. This is what Brainiac looks like in the game. And I'm all for trying new designs for characters if they look good. There's
just like,
something not right about
them. He looks like Shao Kahn. Fucked.
Yes.
Well, what's his face from Harry Potter?
Darkseid?
What? What the hell is that? I was... Yeah.
He looks like... I can't it looks say like what it looks... Voldemort and Shao Kahn had a fucked baby.
It looks like it's one of the...
Equal parts Voldemort, Shao Kahn, and a killer clown from Mars.
He looks like...
Killer clown from outer space.
Maybe a little Frank Langella Skeletor.
A little bit. Just bringing that back all day.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy, right? You're not happy with it?
I mean, look. I'm fine. It's fine.
You look like...
I hear the story is great.
But if it's shit gameplay to get through the story...
I know, but I want to know the story.
So...
You could just watch that for an hour and a half on someone's YouTube reel.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna share this with the group because I can't talk about it, but this is what he looks like. Doug Jones' character from this show.
Oh, yeah. He looks a lot like Doug Jones' Star Trek character on Discovery.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't come up yet. I know that's what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fairly one-to-one.
Yeah.
Zero nose, similar ridges, just not purple.
Yeah.
That's immediately what I thought.
So those are the two things about Suicide Squad this week.
Yeah.
I've read something where people are going to get upset about this Batman scene because it's Kevin Conroy's voice. But I didn't get into any spoilers about it.
Yeah, I heard people are mad about it because Kevin Conroy, unfortunately, in real life passed away. And as the name of the game insinuates, you have to kill the Justice League. So people are butthurt that you have to kill Batman and it's Conroy's last performance. But...
No.
Gonna check this again. The name of the game is what?
Yes, it is called Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. But I have a postscript news story about Mr. Kevin Conroy.
Share with the class, Joe.
I think now's the time.
Yes, this is his last time playing the voice of Batman in a video game. But it has been confirmed he will be reprising. He did record two other Batman character, like instances of Batman. Yes, that will be coming out in the future. One we know will be in Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3, where he will be playing the Batman the Animated Series Batman.
Yay. Sick.
And I'm guessing the other one was that other Bruce Timm...
series?
Yeah, the series that we were all waiting for to happen.
No, I said series, not Siri. Pain in the ass.
That's my guess, because the only thing it says he recorded two projects, and that's the only one they say that they know for a fact that's one. But my guess is the other Batman.
Him being part of that game is the only reason I really want to play it. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in the gameplay style I've seen from it. So his part of the story is the only thing taking me in. Knives Out 3, or whatever the fuck they're going to call it, because it's definitely not going to be Knives Out 3. It's going to be blah, 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 a Knives Out story. Starts filming this year. Woo. Wasn't even confirmed that they were making another one, but yes, it's already going to get rolling. No clue who's going to be in it.
Daniel Craig.
there's one. Maybe Hugh Grant. Probably Hugh Grant.
There's he's the only one confirmed.
Yeah. I bet it's just written now, and they're casting it. There's a new Kick-Ass movie coming. Matthew Vaughn's directing. But it's the start of a new trilogy.
So I was going to say,
I don't believe it's an actual sequel. It could be. They're very vague about it. It's supposed to be... They didn't even get into enough detail for me to surmise whether or not it's a continuation of that same universe, but with different characters, or if it's another adaption of the original comic. Just done in an odd way, kind of like what they're doing with the animated Scott Pilgrim.
I mean, if it's like they did with Scott Pilgrim, I'm down, because that shit was fun.
But there's still early days on that one. Last thing I want to talk about, I ran across that Kevin Smith is doing an all-night marathon on August 3rd, Vulgarthon.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, August 3rd, it's going to be Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks 2, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, and then Clerks 3 at midnight that night.
No animated series?
No. Because, I mean, that's like another 3 hours tacked on.
Yeah.
It's all live action, all VUS Universe stuff. For $69, all three movies. I'm considering it.
That's a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's all shit I already own. But yeah.
Do you own Dogma?
Hang out with Kevin Smith. Yeah.
We got to show the kid that.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Do I own all of them? Yes, yes, no, yes, 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 yes. Okay, everything but Chasing Amy I own.
Can't even find Dogma anymore.
No, I don't think you... You can...
That's a Miramax one, right?
Yes, that was Miramax.
That could be a problem. I have one of those collector editions with all the extra footage and shit. Yeah, I might actually do that, provided there's nothing going on that weekend. And, well, look who's talking right now. Of course there's nothing going on that weekend.
You might not have anything going on now for then, but we could be filming, we could be... We'd
be doing a lot of maybe.
We take our vacation a few weeks after that.
That's all my news.
Okay.
Who next?
Joe?
This I just came across. We have a release, a month for X-Men 97. It should be coming out mid to late March.
Blessings.
Thank you. Wow, that feels quick.
Yeah, it does, right?
Sorry, I literally just came across this.
That's good to know, though. I'm down. I could have swore they were talking about that later in the year. Yeah. So much shit coming out that stuff just sneaks up on you.
There is an official synopsis released for Deadpool.
But we're getting a trailer in 2 weeks.
But it's not what you think. It's for
jokes.
It has an official description from Marvel Japan. And Disney is not thrilled about it. Because it is as follows. That fucking irresponsible hero Deadpool will change the history of the MCU with Wolverine?
That is very Deadpool.
It's very Japanese.
Very Japanese, very Deadpool.
Big American party. Everybody just go dancing. Who's driving? Air is driving? How can that be?
Speaking of lawsuits, the game Power World dropped like 2 weeks ago. And it was described as... But, I know. It was described as Pokemon with guns. And, like, people were like, oh, because it's cute, adorable little creatures that tote guns and fight with you, right? You're like, sure. They're like, we took all the precautions we needed to make sure that it doesn't look anything like Pokemon. And then...
It doesn't look exactly like Pokemon.
Then it released. And the internet was like, hey, these are exactly like the Pokemon that you ripped them off from. You just darkened colors. And then so much noise was made about it online that the Pokemon company was like, hey, you know what? Yeah. Yep. We're going to look into this.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we retain lawyers and we're already paying them. So.
I don't know if you know this about us, but we're fucking rich.
We don't mind courtrooms. They're there for a reason and we like to use them.
Lawyer, I choose you.
Eternicus, go!
Your Honor, the people at the versus Springfield
might have found Amelia Earhart's plane.
I read this. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
This might they have found it.
They say.
They just, say a lot of shit.
They
I want
just
to.
May.
It's May. Down by the bay.
Because I can't find the story.
Hold on.
May have filled in some time.
So
technology's being shit over.
It is. Where the fuck is it? Okay. So they. God damn it! I don't want that.
It's okay. I'll take it from here. So what happened was she got lost in the Bermuda Triangle and then
no,
shot
she
and
didn't.
Shot
this
down.
Is Pacific.
No, she did
this
not.
This is Pacific yeah. Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean?
Yeah.
Yes. They found it.
Found it. It's been discovered 100 miles off the coast of Howland Island, an uninhabited island planned as one of the trip's final refueling stops.
Like, it's on an island, I'm guessing? Off of another island?
No, so she sank. She didn't make it to the island to get refueled. So she's 100 miles off the coast of that island. They found the wreckage.
The 10
on the seafloor?
Yeah.
The Lockheed 10E Electra, which is the plane she flew.
How the fuck did they come across that? I don't know if anybody knows this, but the Pacific Ocean is large.
Well,
so,
I mean, 87 fucking years that they've been searching for this woman's plane.
Tony Romero, a former Air Force intelligence officer and a CEO of Deep Sea Vision, sold commercial real estate. I guess he funded this exploration. And he found it. Well, it's not 100% confirmed, but the evidence is highly probable that it could be her plane.
All signs are pointing to it's hers.
So he sells real estate, and he goes one day, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to find Amelia Earhart.
He's CEO of Deep Sea Vision.
I'm betting they were gonna. They're trying to sell some underwater. Like they're scouting out underwater spots to make their secret labs.
Yeah.
For you know, supervillains and shit. Like Elon Musk's next house.
Yeah, and then they're like, and, "Oh shit!
Look,
they
plane."
They think her plane was about 5,000 meters underwater.
Sweet.
Meters, that's 1,500 feet. I could do that. That's not that much.
It's 3.1 miles underwater.
Yeah.
Let's put that in perspective. Titanic is something insane. 3,800 meters. Which is, yeah.
Deep-ish.
Yeah, but 5,000 meters is a little deeper. So, yeah.
It's at 5,000, at least it's 500. Yeah, that's, oh shit.
Yeah, 5,000 okay. meters.
Mystery solved. Good work, science.
Yep. Disney released a video of the Holotile.
This looks cool.
A component that's pretty much going to allow them to have holodeck technology with VR. It
like Yu-Gi-Oh?
No. Like completely immersive virtual reality.
You know in Ready Player One, how they all stand on those platforms and no matter which way they turn? It's like that, except you won't need a platform with a running surface. It's these all these little like tiles essentially, or rollers, I guess it would be better, because wherever you step on them, and there's a bunch of them situated together into like this mosaic, but it's all one color so it doesn't look like a mosaic, and wherever you step it reads it, and you could use it in VR like those Ready Player One setups. But it also has the capacity to move stuff. So it could easily be applied to rides where you set up the ride vehicle on these things that get moved around at whatever programmed pattern they want, and you can alter the pattern on a regular basis. It'll alter the pattern at will. So rides can become much more surprising.
I know they were talking about replacing the Stitch ride with the Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
This could be a good application for that.
Any ride could be a good application for this.
Test Track 3.
They could work this into Rise of the Resistance and each ride. Because that's the only thing that's not that great about that ride. It's kind of predictable. Although the way it's structured right now, they should be able to mix it up better. I'm talking out my ass. Yeah, they could use this for a lot of different stuff.
Speaking of inventions, AMC Theaters and Fleshlight came together to put out a popcorn bucket for Dune 2.
Excuse me?
Real?
Oh, you didn't see the popcorn bucket for Dune 2?
No. Do I really want to look at this popcorn bucket?
Oh, what? Neither one of you have fucking seen this thing?
Popcorn bucket for whacking off?
Oh.
Well, no, like, gents. If the movie Teeth had a product placement.
No, these are frillier though. You can definitely move in. You're gonna move in and out of it, no problem.
I'd do be problem.
Oh, a popcorn bucket to hump?
Well, yeah. You know how you usually cut the hole out in the bottom and you get the.
I usually do. Yeah.
What the
hell is that?
The handy. There you go. Fleshlight X AMC presents Dune 2: The Fuck Bucket.
What the hell is that? It looks like the freaking.
It's so your sandworm can meet their sandworm.
Yo, that asshole's got a really bad hemorrhage. It is very sarlacky. That sphincter's got some bad hems.
If that's why I'm paying $25 for popcorn at the movie theaters, I'm out.
Well, this is completely optional.
Can I get the Dune 2 bucket? Yeah. Do you want butter on that? No. I don't want the popcorn.
I brought my own butter. That guy only bought the bucket. He's over there at the butter pump. Just emptying us out.
That's awful.
I kind of want to own it. I want to at least touch it to see how rigid they are.
If I'm drunk enough, I might want to fuck it.
Yeah.
You've gotten some recently. That's looking very pretty to me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's a dick in a box.
No, I'll think it's a girl. I'll have to think it's a girl.
Good times. The last bit of news I have before we get into food news, and God knows we're going to need something happy after this one. The other day, it was announced that Vincent Kennedy McMahon was going to step down from all of his duties at TKO.
From public life at this point. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to slowly fade back into the shrubbery, Homer Simpson style.
Yeah.
He should, anyway.
Because the... Oh, come on. Fucking...
Is it really, right here? Really not going to let me? Screenshots. Screenshots.
Yeah, 67 fucking pages.
That's a lot of pages.
God damn it. So it won't let me tap on the link that I sent you guys. 67 pages. Naming Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and that was it, named-wise. But multiple WWE executives, a former UFC champion / WWE champion, Brock Lesnar.
Probably.
But, I mean, process of elimination.
Most likely.
And it goes through a lot of the heinous sex acts that he had forced upon this woman. Not any trafficked her, like he was tossing her around, and here's some text messages.
Strap in, kids.
Following the threesome on May 11th, 2020, McMahon sent an explicit message to Miss Grant that further detailed his fantasies of seeing her engaged in sexual relations. Quote, "I love it. That's you, Janelle. You just can't get enough, can you? In the future, it's going to be so bad that you'll demand to be fucked twice a day, and not just with a redacted name. In a three-way, why not let others see that beautiful, voluptuous body and watch you shake uncontrollably when you come? They'll go out of their minds. Then I'll find more friends." You know, I shouldn't even be... I'm making fun of Vince, if anybody's going to get butthurt. I am not in any way making a joke out of this manner. "Then I'll find more friends and we'll tie you up so you're helpless. I'll direct them to have their way any way they want. Who can make you scream the loudest? Maybe I'll just line them up and have them squirt in your mouth, your pussy, all over your tits and ass all at the same time. You'll be covered in cum and we'll make you eat it all and taste everybody's cum." Very long run-on sentence, Vince.
I is all about the cum. Yes. Vince is cum crazy.
The next morning you'll be a little sore, but you're still going to want more. After all that fucking over and over.
Oh my god.
Yes.
That's pretty presumptuous of him.
Yeah. After the threesomes began, McMahon became more sadistic and his fantasies focused on control, such as choking, sensory deprivation, pain, humiliation, and group scenarios in which Miss Grant was to be physically overwhelmed and subservient. "Your last picture, you need your panties ripped off and three big black dicks in all three holes at the same time. Way up your pussy and way up your ass as far as they'll go, but even farther."
Why do they have to be black dicks?
He has a...
Just big dicks.
He has a thing. "And the thickest cock goes down your throat so it makes you gag and convulse as those big black cocks pound away. Feels like from the start you're being assaulted, but it's made you come nonstop. Just one continuous constant orgasm, and just before you pass out, those big black dicks squirt their loads of cum inside you. As you lay on your stomach, the cum is coming out of all your holes. I'll turn you over and jack off all over you." What I can't stand. All of this is bad. All this is really
the repetitive nature of his writing. Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be a creative
that
person.
Too, and the fact that he just uses a capital U.
Vince is one of those people.
Yeah,
we can't just complain about kids anymore. No. He's
you can. You will take the time to capitalize big black dicks and throw in multiple exclamation points, but you, sir, don't spell out YOU.
It does it for you.
Amongst all the other crimes Vince has committed, grammar crimes.
Around the time McMahon openly shared explicit photographs and salacious stories about Miss Grant with WWE crew at TV tapings, a group McMahon also referred to as her fan club. Indeed, McMahon exuberantly messaged her a truthful story of having just shared explicit content of her with a group of 12 men on the WWE tech crew and recounted the obscene details he shared with. That's a long story. I'm not going to go through that one. On February 5th, 2021, McMahon and Miss Grant sent Miss Grant to establish a schedule for when other men, including physical therapist and John Laurinaitis, could have sex with Miss Grant, which Miss Grant attempted to rebuff. Here's the text message exchange. Exactly. Baby, he's not the only one. Redacted. Called me this afternoon begging to eat you and fuck you with his nice and hard dick.
That'd be hard. He's gonna fuck you with a limp 5-incher. Come on.
She responded with, give me another week, baby. I'll be ready. I'm feeling more like myself. It's not great, but it's getting better. Tell him soon. And then he replies with, I already told him, baby. By the way, Johnny wants Tuesdays, but not this coming one, and the occasional Saturday, but maybe I can shift it to Thursday nights. Johnny would like all the above.
Will and, you take the time to spell coming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Yeah.
His coming one.
Yeah, he's spelled out all the other words. Just you and your is U, capital U, lowercase r.
Oh, even like that? Not U, R, capital? I mean, they're both lazy, but I prefer that.
Just like the amount of stuff. I read all 67 pages. Turned my fucking stomach, man. Like, I was like, physically ill after reading all the things that she alleges that she was forced into. And the worst part about this is he started with her right after both of her parents died and she was looking for a job.
Cold-blooded.
So he absolutely took advantage of her situation, promised her a job, brought her in, and then did this to her. And like, he adamantly denies that any of it happened, yada yada yada. But like, she's got pictures and texts and it's so gross. And then Vinny had shared reels to us in the group message of like old WWE storylines, and it's just like it just makes you,
if you're coming out of the woodwork, all the despicable shit they've done over the years as just entertainment, that when you look back on it, I was like, no, that was Vince getting off.
Yeah.
That was him having fun creating these scenarios. Not just entertaining folks.
I hope that other people come forward.
Oh, they will.
I don't think so.
I mean, he's got a lot more with NDAs that he gave money to.
As I'm saying, his bank account is going to be a little light. No one's coming forward. I think he's going to go into the bushes like Mike said, but I think this is going to get buried.
I don't think so. It's been all over mainstream news and shit this today.
I know, but the 24-hour news cycle, there's going to be something else going on. Taylor Swift is going to throw a touchdown pass to Travis in the game. They're going to give her a helmet. And everyone's going to be, oh my God, the bird.
I think the reason that Ari Emanuel hired The Rock is because quietly, a lot of the people currently in charge of the WWE are going to be shuffled out. And they're going to be people that were, might not have been involved in the activity, but were well aware of what was going on.
The aiders and abettors?
Yeah. I think that knowing something like this was going on is what sent Triple H into the heart attack and kept him out of the company while all this went on.
You know, what did he say? He was showing 12 guys for quote-unquote fan club.
That was only 12 guys on the tech crew. That's not the five other WWE CEOs and executives that were named in, not named, but laid out in the lawsuit.
But this is what I mean when I think it's going to go away. She's not the first one.
No.
There's been a slew of them, and they all took the money and they ran. They took their wounds, and they were just like, what am I going to do?
Here's the thing.
You know, I don't know how they thought about it, but this chick's just like, nah, son.
NDAs don't protect Vince from sexual
illegalities.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand that. What I'm saying is, how many women took the money, took the licks, and then got out?
Oh, tons.
And didn't say shit.
Tons of
them. And how many people knew about all this shit over the years? It's just like,
I'm positive there's some that didn't even get paid off.
Well, not 3 million. Threatened.
Yeah.
But like, they all knew, dude. Top to bottom. The whole company.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knew about Bill Cosby. Everyone knew about Harvey. Everyone knew about Jeff.
That's why I'm saying.
They all know this shit.
That's why I'm saying. They're going to clean house. All of a sudden, you're just going to see names like, oh, so-and-so left the company. This person left the company.
Step down.
The term future endeavors is going to lose its meaning in the next couple of weeks.
Because Ari Emanuel's daughter has worked for WWE for a couple of years now. And I'll tell you right now, if there was an incident, they might not find Vince McMahon's body.
Who is Ari Emanuel?
He's the owner of TKO. Okay. He's the guy who owns UFC and now WWE.
Well, I don't think Vince is stupid enough to try and prey on someone that important's daughter. Obviously, as the story is telling us, he preys on weak victims.
The power's gone to his head. I mean, I'm positive there's female wrestlers that he had done this to.
For sure. I
wouldn't be shocked. Yeah. In this day and age, he's got to know you can't fuck around like this. You can't shit where you eat. If you want women to do what you... Yeah, exactly. If you want women to do what you want, there's more than enough unconnected situations out there. You could pay much less for a prostitute to do this on a regular basis. The fact that he's doing it in his place of business just shows how fucking far gone he is.
Yeah.
If it's true.
You gotta think.
I believe.
She probably had said, like, listen, I'm done with this shit. I'm gonna come forward. Some sort of conversation. He tried to throw the book at her, like, hey.
It's in there. It's all in there.
Yeah, there you go.
She recounts the multiple times, and then the payoffs and the bribes and the this and the gifts. And then he starts passing her around.
That's what I'm saying. And then, yeah.
And by the time, thought, and the time,
I could just shell it out. It's good.
And by the time he had done that, he had already broken her.
Yeah.
But
it's Nexium type shit.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking, it's gross and sad. And hopefully justice is dealt.
Hopefully, but he's got too many zeros in his bank account.
Not for long.
They can go away pretty quickly at times.
Yeah.
Okay. Food news?
Food news. Let's get that food news. Ben and Jerry's has got two new flavors. Impressively Fudged and PB S'mores. Impressively Fudged is a pretzel lover's dream with chocolate ice cream, fudge-covered pretzel pieces, and pretzel swirls. Yeah. That sounds good. I'm all about that. And Kyle jumps on for food news, baby.
Yes.
Fuck you.
PB S'mores.
Literally just said the first one.
PB S'more feels like a summer campfire with toasted marshmallow ice cream, peanut butter cups, graham cracker pieces, and marshmallow swirls.
Well timed, Kyle. That was perfect comedy.
Duncan Hines is expanding their Dolly Parton lineup of baked mixes. You got Dolly Parton's blueberry muffin, Dolly Parton's banana nut muffin, Dolly Parton's buttermilk pancakes, Dolly Parton's cinnamon swirl crumb cake, Dolly Parton's favorite chocolate cake mix, and Dolly Parton's favorite yellow cake mix.
Okay.
Canada Dry Cherry Ginger Ale is dropping nationwide February 26th.
There's never been cherry ginger ale. I know I've drank cherry ginger ale. Why are they making an announcement about this?
It is the first time that Canada Dry has had a cherry. They've had raspberry.
Canada Dry. I was going to say, I've definitely had cranberry ginger ale before.
Yeah.
How would they skip over cherry and go right to cranberry? It doesn't make any
Schweppes
sense.
Schweppes.
Holiday.
Cherry. Thank you, Joseph.
Oh, I was drinking a Schweppes of essence.
As if Easter wasn't hard enough with choosing jelly beans, because there's so many fun flavors out there, two more are being added to the lineup this year. Post Fruity Pebbles jelly beans.
I'd eat them.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
Creamsicle jelly beans from Good Humor.
I'm more down for those.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I'm about that.
I'm shocked that's not been a thing.
I mean, Jelly Belly has a creamsicle flavored.
Okay.
But, like, this is an entire bag of... from the original maker of the creamsicle. Jelly beans. Okay. So, I'm about that. Coca-Cola Spiced is returning February 19th. For anybody who gave a shit about that one.
I think I did. I still want to try that space dream shit. Couldn't find a 20 ounce of that anywhere.
Lay's Loaded Potato Toppings Dip. Coming this spring. Bacon and cheese and scallion and dip.
Stuffs.
And last but not least, Chester's Fries, ranch flavored. That's right. Chester Cheetah is going after Andy Cap, and he's all like, fuck you, bitch.
I don't like ranch.
You don't like mayonnaise either.
Yep. That's in the same. It's in that same echelon.
But you'll suck down some man gravy. I've seen it. You're like a little fiend.
You're allowed to deny it right now, Joe. You can say no.
He already said he was curious earlier on.
He did say he's curious.
No.
Yes, dude.
Very believable.
All right.
I have no nerd. I have no douche. I have no much of anything.
I have a douche.
Two nerds for me.
Okay, Kyle, douche it up.
No one else has a douche. So Justin and I had discussed this amongst ourselves earlier in the week. With everything that came out regarding Vince McMahon and the WWE, we had talked about Jim Cornette, for anybody who's familiar. I tend to like him more than Justin does, just in general. I don't love him by any means, but I can tolerate him better than Justin can. He brought up to me the fact that when they broke down on his show all the allegations against Vince McMahon and the WWE and John Laurinaitis, that he was making fun of basically the entire ordeal. And I thought, like, oh, you know, maybe it got worse after I turned it off. Because at that time, I had only listened to about the first third of it. And boy, was I right. Because although it starts slow, and he just kind of mocks the situations in general of, like, who would take a shit on somebody and stuff like that. As the
as the recording goes on, he breaks down and says multiple times, basically that, like, kind of the whole "why did she stick around so long" thing, if she wasn't okay with it. His co-host Brian Last kind of tried to get him to pump the brakes several times over the back half of that recording, and Jim being Jim would stop and then start right back up again. Whereas at the beginning of the show, it sounded like Brian was the one that was poking more fun at the situation. There was a definite turning point in the recording when, because at the beginning, they didn't realize that she was the original accuser from 2 years ago. And so before that happened, and they were just talking about the $3 million payoff and her only getting the first million of that, Brian was really digging into her about that at the beginning until they started reading the details of the case and made the connection that, no, she brought this up 2 years ago. So she's not just a new person coming out of the woodwork. But unfortunately, Jim's reaction was quite uncalled for. It just pretty dog shit in general for someone who's been in the business and knows the people that are working there. I mean, he made comments that almost made it sound like they were having fun at the office while basically a woman was being raped in one of the rooms,
yeah,
effectively. So to even just like joke around and say like, none of that stuff was going on when I was there, I would know back in my younger days, I would have been looking around for stuff like that. It's pretty fucked up, Jim. So for that, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Jim Cornette. My nerds of the week. One is wrestling related. One, Kofi Kingston. During a WWE interview the day of the Royal Rumble, he was asked what other teams New Day would like to wrestle. And he instantly name-dropped the Young Bucks, who don't work for that company. And Big E and Xavier Woods' faces kind of exploded. Like, what are you doing? And Kofi's like, we talk about it all the time. They're like, yeah, but not here. And he's like, well, I'm just saying. He's like, he mentioned how
you don't
answer. He's like, Mickey James showed up in the Rumble last year. Why can't we face the Young Bucks? So I give Kofi credit. Make that shit happen.
Stand by why.
Make that shit happen.
Yeah.
Well, the one obstacle they had isn't going to be there anymore for a while because he got injured.
Well, he might still be there and just not be on TV.
Doubt it. And my other nerd of the week is a biotechnology student at MIT who created a 32 by 48 1-bit display utilizing bacteria found in the gut to do what anyone would do when creating a screen. Put Doom on it.
Play Doom? Play Doom. Everybody plays Doom on it.
Yep. Granted, it's a single frame per 8.5 hours, but it is utilized running on gut bacteria. That's fucking...
Yes.
That's nerdy.
Yes, that is very nerdy.
Anytime anyone finds a small screen,
yeah,
they figure out a way to play Doom on it.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's it for the show, yeah?
All right. Start the procedure.
All right. As always, if you like what you hear, you can like us on Facebook.com/Nerdities. Follow us on Twitter @Nerdities. Email us at Nerdities@gmail.com and check out Nerdities.com.
While you're there, suck a fuck. And go check out Nerdities.myspreadshop.com. T-shirts, hoodies, cum towels, whatever.
Justin, how exactly does someone suck a fuck?
Thank you, sir.
I don't know, but someone's been watching Donnie Darko.
Yes, they have.
So buy those things. And treat your loved one right. Don't get them flowers that are going to die in 2 days because none of you have a green thumb and know how to take care of them properly. Don't get store-bought chocolates. No, 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 no. Head over to sinfulcreationsbyjustin.com. That's CINNFUL, creationsbyjustin.com. and order some sweet treats like chocolate lava cookies, dark chocolate raspberry cookies, cherry cheesecake hand pies, or the plethora of other sweet treats that we have. And share them with your loved one, or by yourself if you are conceited and only love one thing.
Or borderline depressed.
Sure, that too. Because my treats will fill that void. Momentarily. But at least it's something.
Don't forget to check us out at YouTube.com. YouTube.com/nerdities. Punch, hit. I'm totally losing Steve.
Dude,
beat the crap
out of Dune 2, wait, that subscribe Doom, button. Doom 2.
Play Doom on that subscribe button and hit the bell.
Joe, would you like me to start working in the YouTube thing in the part that I say?
That's all right. Hit the bell. Because more new content is coming.
Eventually.
Including Nerd ETs, movies, Dose shorts.
One movie at least.
And you could also listen to the podcast on YouTube Music. If you want to give us money for any of this stuff,
plug the fucking YouTube Music, you twat.
We're on
get those Spotify numbers up.
We are also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podomatic, iHeartMusic, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, while that still exists because that's going away at some point. Basically, just put Nerdities in your search bar and we'll pop up.
Just spell it out completely because we're not nearly as popular to have NERDA make the whole name come up on everything.
Definitely spell NERDATIES.
Yeah.
If you want to give us a budget for any of this stuff, write to us at nerdities@gmail.com. We'll croon, we'll swoon, we'll talk about your business and or product.
Okay, the opinions of the Nerdities crew are idiotic and pointless, and I would know where next week to be far more insulting. Fuck, bye.
And check out our Super Bowl boxes.
Super Bowl boxes.
Get them before they're gone.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.